Good morning, everyone. My name is Wole Akeremi, and I'm going to be talking on this topic, perennial grasses prevent nitrate leaching on a sandy loam following swine manure application. I'm going to be presenting some of the results from the study conducted by my PhD student, Rezam Karim. We all know the impact of nitrate leaching, both from the environmental and the agronomic impact, that you have drinking water problem and that you lose that nitrate, so that's an economic loss to the farmer. So I'm not going to spend much time on that. Now, the objective of this study is this way. We want to look at the effect of cropping system, perennial versus annual, on nitrate leaching. We want to look at nutrient management system, nitrogen versus phosphorus-based nutrient management system on nitrate leaching, and also want to look at the effect of manure management, that is solid versus liquid, on nitrate leaching. In the province of Manitoba, where I came from, the traditional method of pig production is the liquid manure system. However, in the last 10 years, you have some producers have been experimenting with the solid manure management system. So we wanted to see what is the nutrient release and nitrate leaching effect of solid versus manure, versus liquid on nitrate leaching. So the experiment is a field experiment and is a split plot design where we have the main treatment is cropping system, where we are comparing the annual cropping system versus perennial. And our perennial is made up of Timothy orchard grass, and our annual is an oilseed cereal rotation canola barley. And so we maintained that from 2009 until 2012. In 2012, in the fall, we plowed the Timothy orchard grass under and seeded everything to canola in 2013 to see what will be the effect of farmers converting a perennial field into annual and see the effect on nitrate leaching. Now, that's the main plot. The subplot is manure management treatment, and we have five of them. The first one is liquid swine manure that is based on nitrogen requirement of the crop, liquid hog manure that is based on phosphorus requirement, solid hog manure that is based on nitrogen requirement, solid hog manure that is based on phosphorus, and then we have a control where no manure was applied. So just in case of the nitrogen base, we apply the manure every year based on soil test. In the case of phosphorus base, we apply the manure in 1 year to supply 5 years of phosphorus, and then we apply urea every year. So in the phosphorus base, it's just manure application once, and then we apply urea for this nitrogen requirement based on soil test every other year. So we have 40 plots. And this is how the layout of the field looks like. The orange plots are the annual plots, and the green color are the perennial plots. And of course, we randomize the main plots within the field. And within the main plot, we also randomize the subplot within the main plot. And within each plot, we had lysimeter that are installed in each plot to be able to capture nitrate leaching. So the plots are 10 meter by 10 meter, and whatever treatment we add to the main plot, we also add it to the lysimeter. You can see the lysimeter here, and these are the pipes that we use to collect leachate. That's the installation of the lysimeter. The lysimeter was made up of PVC pipe that was 54 centimeter in diameter and about 1.06 meter deep. We put it in using a special machine which vibrates and push it into the ground. We then bring the whole monolith out and put a cap underneath the lysimeter to collect leachate. And then we have these two pipes where one is actually for collecting the leachate and the other is just to equilibrate the pressure when we are collecting the leachate. That is manure application. My crew applies the manure manually to the plot, both the liquid and the solid, we apply them manually. And for the liquid, we have this machine, this nursery tank that we built so that to continuously recirculate the liquid so that you have uniform and you don't have the settling of the solid. And so we've tested this and we found that the batches are very uniform. So we have these jugs at 20 liters, and if we know how much you apply, we just fill this jug and apply them manually to the plot. So we are sure that our application is fairly accurate. Now, we collected plant sample twice during the growing season. We had mid-season and at harvest. are both on the perennial plot and on the annual plot. We also collected the leachate, as my student, they are collecting the leachate again from the one of the pipes, and with this other pipe is open for pressure equalization during the collection. We sampled the soil 3 times during the growing season, one at in the spring before treatment application, at mid-season and at harvest, and we sample to various depths, 15-centimeter increment up to 1.2 meters. The soil that we use is an Arctic black chernozem according to the Canadian classification system. It's a fine sandy loam with about 65% sand content. Now I want to show you the result that we got starting from 2009 to 2013. Now this is the year 2003, and the upper graph is the amount of nitrate that is leached in kilogram per hectare, and the lower graph is the amount of water that we collected in centimeter of water. If you just pay attention to the centimeter of water, you'll find that we collected about 5 to 10 centimeters of water. The brown bar is the perennial, the green bar is the brown bar is the annual, the green bar is the perennial plot. So these are the various treatments, and we collected between 5 to 10 centimeters of water from the lysimeters. You see that in general, the amount of water that we collect from the perennial are slightly lower than that of the annual in most cases. However, this was the first year of the study. The amount of nitrate that we collected was very minimal in the first year. One being the first year, and two, the fact that this plot has been under perennial in the last 2 years. We seeded the perennial to all the plots in 2006, and 2009 was the first year of the study. So let's go to the soil. So the lysimia told us that there was very little leaching in the land. What happened to the soil data? Let's look at what is happening to the soil data. Here we have the depth from 0 to 120, and we have nitrate concentration in milligram per kilogram. And you can see that at the harvest, even though we collected 3 times, I'm only showing you the data for the harvest. The data at different times tell the same story. And you can see that really the soil is telling us the same thing, that apart from the soil surface, we don't have much nitrate within the soil depth in both the perennial plot and in the annual plot. So the soil data is confirming to us what we got from the perennial, from the lysimeter. So now let's go to the next year, the second year of the study, which was 2010. 2010 was a very wet year in which we received about 150 of the annual growing season. And you can see the amount of water that we collected from the lysimeter. Again, the brown is the perennial, the brown is the annual, the green is the perennial. You can see we collected much water from this plot in 2010, being a very wet year. And you can see also that the amount of nitrate that we lost from the annual plot ranged from about 40 to 60 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year. But if you see now, even though we lost quite a bit of water from the perennial plot, you can see the perennial, the amount that we lost, are nowhere to be found on the ground because they are very, very small. So they are less than 1 kilogram per hectare on there. So this tells me that these lysimeters are working properly, because we are losing quite a bit of water from this perennial plot, but we are not losing any nitrogen compared to the annual, where we lost quite a bit of water and we lost quite a bit of nitrogen in the wet year of 2010. So let's go to the third year. So how about the soil data? What does the soil data tell us? Again, the soil data corroborates the data that we got from the lysimeter. Again, this is the annual plot at harvest in 2010, and this is the perennial plot. You can see the perennial plot is as clean as the needle, less than 1 ppm of nitrogen in all the plots from 0 to 120, but you can see the bulge of nitrate within the annual plot, and you can see that nitrate actually broke through, and so this is why we collected the leachate from the lysimeter. So our soil data, which is independent of the lysimeter, actually confirmed the data that we got from the lysimeter in a wet year of 2010. Let's go to the third year of the study, which is 2011. I must say 2011 was an average year in terms of precipitation. However, most of the leaching that occurred was because of the antecedent nature of the 2010 weather. So most of this actually occurred in the spring. Again, generally speaking, the amount of water you get from the perennial is slightly small. Not most cases, not significantly different because of variability, but generally smaller than what you get from the what you get from the annual flood. And again, you see the data is similar to what we got in 2010. Quite a bit of nitrate leaching from the annual, very, very little from the perennial, even though we are having quite a bit of water from the perennial flood. Just to point out two things on this graph. One, the amount of water that we receive is inversely proportional to the biomass yield on this plot. This is the most yielding, this liquid hog manure nitrogen base is the most yielding plot, whereas the control and this solid hog manure phosphorus base are yielded the least. And so you can see that the amount of water is inversely proportional to the biomass yield that you got from that. That's one thing. Also, the amount of nitrate that we are getting is directly proportional to the available nitrogen that we have. Again, this is the most highly yielding and the most available nitrogen from the liquid hog manure nitrogen base, and this has the least nitrogen because it's a control without fertilizer. And you can see that we have a trend of decreasing with decreasing available nitrogen in 2011. Now let's look at the soil data and see whether the soil data corroborates the data that we are getting from the lysimeter. Whether we will not have what does the nitrate level in the perennial plot look like compared to the annual plot? Again, you can see the perennial plot at harvest, less than about 1 ppm of nitrogen throughout the profile. Because this was not a very wet year, we see most of the nitrogen is at the top. Most of the nitrogen here by harvest, most of the nitrate loss was during the spring season, and so you have most of the nitrate being restricted to the soil surface. This is 2011. Let's go to the fourth year of the study, which was 2012. This was a very dry year. Okay, and again, in a dry year, we found that there was very little water and there was very little nitrate loss from the lysimeter, which tells us again that these lysimeters are working properly. What the water you are getting is not from preferential flow, it's not from the wall of the lysimeter, because in 2012, we still got about 60-70% of the growing season number and there was no water loss from the lysimeter. And so, how about nitrate? What does the nitrate look like? Well, the nitrate is telling us that this was a dry year. Even in the annual, once you go below 60 centimeters, you find that the nitrate level was very, very low. And so in 2012 now, we plowed the perennial under and we grew everything to canola in 2013 to see if nitrate was good, whether we are going to get nitrate from the perennial plot. Of course, we got water as usual from both plots. Remember that both were seeded to canola, and now, unlike other years, we got some nitrate from the canola that was seeded on the perennial plot, but not as much as the annual. And this was not due to annual, because you can see the control here. This was due to the nitrogen that we added in this year, because you can see the control of the former perennial having very low nitrogen loss. So and again, the soil data corroborates our assumption. So why is this? Why is the perennial behaving this way? Well, we can look at the above ground nitrogen uptake to see whether that will give us an answer. If you look at the above ground nitrogen, you find that in some years the perennial takes off more than the annual, but in some years the annual takes off more than perennial. So this is not the answer to our, and you see in 2013 the uptake is identical because we have canola on the two plots. So above ground nitrogen does not answer does not provide an answer to the difference in this one. So this is what we think. I think we know that there's a greater uptake of water by the perennial, since you see less leaching from the water leached from the perennial. There's probably a greater uptake of nitrogen, even though we are not measuring in the above. This may be a greater storage of nitrogen in the root mass, and so I put a question mark, and I have a hypothesis whether there's interference with nitrification by these grasses, I don't know. So these two are now under investigation. So let me summarize and say that the annual cropping system lost substantially more nitrogen, between 20 to 60 kilograms, compared to the perennial, which is less than 1 kilogram per hectare of nitrogen. Perennial system used more water and so lost less than the annual system. I say nitrate leaching in an annual system can be minimized, but it cannot be eliminated, because where we did not apply manure or fertilizer in the control, we still measure nitrate leaching under the control. I say these grasses can be used as a management system to prevent nitrate leaching. Thank you for your attention.
When you were doing this work, did you have to look at soil moisture in those different zones?
Yes, when we sample the soil, the question was, did we look at soil moisture in the different zones? When we sample the soil 3 times during the growing season, we measured both ammonium, phosphorus, and the moisture content. So we did. We measured the gravimetric water content of the soil at the time of sampling. Yes.
How did you compare the
Yes, I didn't mention that. Whatever treatment we put into the plot, we also put it in the lysimeter. So the lysimeter was inserted into the plot, and whatever treatment we do to the surrounding plot, we also did it to the lysimeter. We seeded it with the perennial, we seeded it with the annual, with canola and barley. So whatever we do to the surrounding plot was also done to the lysimeter. Any other question? Okay, thank you.